Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, Columbia International making their way into Greenville tonight in the newly renovated Timmins Arena. You'll hear the call with Dan Scott and the crew right here on the Fan Upstate. And look, it's the final segment of the show today. A short show because of Furman basketball. So I will leave you at 6 tonight and will not be with you tomorrow due to Veterans Day. Again, thanks to all of those who have served. Let me check the text line real quick to see if I missed anybody. I was shouting out Tolos earlier who have served. Again, for all those listening that have, appreciate you and your service to this country. We will be back on Wednesday, and hopefully Diesel will be back then as well, just a little under the weather today. But Dan Scott is set up. You hear the balls dribbling in the background of the newly renovated Timmins Arena. Dan, how are you, man?
I'm good, Cole. If it's a short show, Tom should probably be doing this instead of me.
Wow, that's a good one. I can't laugh because I'm in the same boat. I wish I could laugh. I'm going to laugh, but it's okay.
That's all right.
Appreciate you hopping on with a few minutes. The pregame show, the countdown, the kickoff. Look at me. Countdown, the kickoff. See, I listened to you guys on Saturday, the Pepsi countdown, the kickoff.
There you go.
I apologize. You and the crew will go on at 6 o'clock. Tonight, tip at 6:30. What is your favorite part about the newly renovated Timmins Arena, Dan?
I don't know yet, quite honestly. I mean, I guess the sight lines.
Okay.
There's not a bad seat in this house unless you're sitting at the scorer's table like Tom and I were for the game the other night and trying to broadcast from there and not being able to see everything we needed to see.
Sure.
When you have a unidentified or sources telling you who took the shot out of the deep left corner. but we've got that worked out. I think for people who come here for the first time, you know, you've got the 360-degree concourse. So you can walk around. There's not a bad seat in this place. And as we saw against Alabama and even with a smaller crowd against Troy the other night, it gets loud in here, and that's good.
Certainly is, and a big one tonight. Furman looking for their first win of the season, Dan, a 0-2 start, but it was against High Point and Troy. What do you know about Columbia International? Do the Paladins have a shot to get their first win of the season tonight?
Well, I think they should, quite honestly, when you're talking about an NAIA school. But you take nothing for granted.
Yeah.
What I know about Columbia International is mostly about their head coach, Tony Stockman. There's a great story about Tony Stockman, who began his college playing career at Clemson. And he played there for 2 years before transferring to Ohio State. And the day, you got to go all the way back to 2001, the day that Dale Earnhardt was killed at the Daytona 500.
Yeah.
Earlier that day, Clemson played number one North Carolina at Little John Coliseum, and I was there working as a writer.
Wow.
And Clemson had lost something like 8 or 10 games in a row and was supposed to just get blown out. This was when Matt Daugherty had just taken over, and they were rolling early in that first year.
Yeah.
They were number one in the country, and Clemson is on the verge of beating them, and they've got a two-point lead or something late in the game, and there's a loose ball, and this freshman, Tony Stockman, gets the loose ball, and he goes down one on the world, and instead of backing it out, setting it up, running clock, he fires a three up on the run from the top of the key, and everybody in the building is going, no, 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 and he drained it.
No.
And it was like the nail in the coffin. The place came unglued.
Oh, my gosh.
And so that was probably his seminal moment during his 2 years at Clemson.
Wow.
And so he's a good young coach. He's actually in his 8th season at Columbia International, and he's found a place at a Christian college where apparently he feels comfortable. And they're going to come in here. It's an exhibition game for them. It counts for Furman. So they're going to come in here, and they're going to play a lot of guys, and they're going to run up and down the floor, and they're going to push Furman to its extreme. And Furman needs that.
Yeah.
This is a talented Furman team, Cole. They've just got 4 freshmen, 3 of them who are going to play a ton of minutes early on that are trying to figure out the college game. And everybody else except for Cooper Bowser is in a different role this year.
Yeah.
So, people just need to hang with this team, because by the time we get into the conference portion of the schedule, this team's going to be playing really, really well.
Who do you think is that guy that you talked about, Bowser and other guys? I mean, you look at Troy, what they were able to do against Furman. Alex Wilkins playing a lot of minutes. You mentioned Cooper Bowser and then Charles Johnston as well. That was a pretty good Troy team based on what I could see. Obviously, I think they'll, go on to prove that. But when you talk about the guys that have to consistently be the guys this season for Furman, who are those?
Well, first of all, Troy made the NCAA tournament last year. They won the Sun Belt.
Right.
And they had most of that roster back. So that was a good team. And Bob Ritchie knew it was going to be a good team. As far as Furman is concerned, you're going to have to see Tom House in his second year. Charles Johnston looks so much better physically than any time we saw him last year, as they were nursing him through a knee injury. He's more nimble. So they've got a lot of that stuff, but a lot of it's going to come with how quickly the freshmen come along. And Alex Wilkins is going to be the key to that, because he's running the point for this team. And they had 13 turnovers in the first half against Troy the other night. Team settled down. They only had 4 in the second half. They outscored Troy 58-47 over the final 33 minutes of the basketball game. But it was the first 7 minutes, when they were throwing it all over the place, that they got down 15-3. And they just couldn't overcome it. So a lot to learn. I think by the time the story of this season is said and done, Wilkins is going to have the attention of a lot of people. He's just going through some growing pains right now. So it's going to rely on the veterans. You're going to have to see a Tom House. You're going to have to see an Ed Bronson in his second year. You're going to have to see a Charles Johnston. And then the guy who's not going to score, but he does everything else, Ben Vanderwall, I think, is going to end up being maybe the linchpin for this team.
Dan, when you look at past Bob Ritchie teams, at what point in the season — we're still early, only 2 games in — but against Troy, you had 8 players in the scoring column. What does Bob Ritchie typically like to do, just in terms of playing guys, getting guys experience, but also seeing how guys respond, trying to nail down the rotation, but also the bench players, just in terms of when conference play arrives, really knowing what he has in these players and who he wants to be on the floor?
Yeah, rotationally in his system, he likes to have 9.
Okay.
Because of the way they go about their business. They've got pretty much 8 for sure right now, and he and I were actually talking about this off the air earlier today. Still trying to figure out who that 9th guy is going to be. And that's the beauty of a non-conference season. Look, Furman is in the Southern Conference, and it's not like you're in, the Big Ten or the Big 12 or any of these other things. This is a one-bid league, so it comes down to 3 days in March. So he's going to use the non-conference to solidify roles, and we have even seen him over the course of his career here make adjustments during the conference season. It's not all that unusual. So he's pretty much settled on eight right now, and you know who's going to be the ninth guy I think is still up in the air.
Well, Dan, have a great call. We'll come back to you in just a few minutes, and hopefully you bring us the first Paladins win of the season.
Well, you know, that's always the plan, but I gave up a long time ago. Tom and I talk about this. I used to think I had something to do with the outcome. I don't.
Oh.
I just call them like I think I see them, and we go from there.
That's a good way to do it. Dan, you're the best, man. We'll go right back to Dan just here in a few minutes. But I want to say one more time, tomorrow we are off the air. Odyssey does recognize Veterans Day, so we will not have a show tomorrow. We'll see you again on Wednesday. All of those Tolos out there, friends and family that have served, one more time, I'd just like to say thank you for your service to this great country. Means a lot to me. And, man, we're very, very blessed in the country that we do live in, and a big part of that's due to those who have served. Furman basketball trying to get their first win of the season. Dan Scott and the crew, they've got the call next on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.